高兴跟你们一起。
My name is Jason. I think you all know me.
我叫 Jason， 我想你们都认识我。
Chinese name 白启华。
我的中文名字是白启华。
白色的白，启发的启，中华的华。你告诉我老白，老白，小白，老白。So good to be with you, and Merry Christmas. It's Christmas season.
很高兴跟你们在一起，圣诞快乐！现在是圣诞的季节。
And as you know, my family and I lived in China for many years. We are missionaries in China.
你们可能知道，我和我的全家在中国生活了很多年。我们以前在中国传教。
And a little bit about my story is that I grew up in a Christian home.
我的故事是我在一个基督徒的家庭长大。
And my parents always loved missionaries. We always had missionaries in our home.
我的父母都很爱传教士，我们家经常有传教士。
And my mom used to read me stories about missionaries.
我妈妈常常给我们讲，常常读那个传教士的故事。
And one of the missionaries she would tell me about is this missionary by the name of Hudson Taylor.
有一个是戴德生。
And so Hudson Taylor was a very special missionary. He's from England.
戴德生是一个很特别的传教士，他是英国人。
And his ministry in China was from about 150 years ago.
他150年前在中国传教。
It's funny when you look at these pictures back then. They never smile. They never smile.
很有趣的是，你看那些老照片，他们在照片里面从来不会笑。
Something interesting though about this picture is you notice his clothing.Do you notice his clothing?
你看这个照片很有，你注意到他穿的衣服。
Yeah, Chinese style.
中式的衣服。
Yeah, so that's what was very unique about him.
对他很独特的是。
Most of the missionaries back then were dressed like me.
大多数传教士像我一样穿西装。
And they would only speak English.
他们只说英语。
But Hudson Taylor was different. He dressed like Chinese people.
但是戴德生不一样，他穿中式的衣服。
He even had the braid, long braid.
他还甚至于还梳了那个轻式的辫子。
And he wore this Chinese clothing. And he spoke very good Chinese.
他中文也很好。
I think he started in the Shanghai area, so he probably spoke Shanghai Hua, right?
他最初在上海传教，他可能也会说上海话。
And he had a heart to go into the interior of China.
他有心去深入中国人的心。
Most of the missionaries at that time stayed on the coast, the east coast.
到内陆，说大多数传教士都在沿海城市。
But his vision was to go into the heart of China.
但是他要深入到中国去。
And if you know anything about China from 150 years ago, that was not easy.
150年以前去传教很不容易。
Just to be a missionary is hard. Just to learn Chinese and to raise your financial support.
做传教士学语言和筹集经费都很难。
Yeah, so hard, so hard. That's a full-time job.
那是一个全职的工作。
And then to do anything beyond that is hard. You know.
在那之上要做任何事情都很难。
So, and then to be a missionary 150 years ago, even harder.
150年以前做传教士更加难。
No airplanes.
没有飞机。
No antibiotics, right?
没有抗生素。
Hudson Taylor had two wives die. His first wife and second wife both died in China.
戴德生的第一任和第二任妻子都在中国去世。
During childbirth, three of his children died in China.
他的三个孩子在出生的时候夭折。
At the end of Hudson Taylor's life, his health was so bad.They had to carry him around on a stretcher around China. He couldn't walk.
他在晚年的时候健康有很多的问题，他不能够走路，要靠被担架抬着。
And Hudson Taylor has this famous saying. He has many famous sayings. In English, it's this, and it says, "It does not matter how great the pressure is. What really matters is where the pressure lies, whether."Comes between you and God, or whether it presses you nearer to His heart.
戴德生说了一段很重要的话，是压力有多大并不重要，关键是压力在哪里，它是否来自你和上帝之间，或者它是否让你更接近上帝的心。
And so that's really what I want to talk about today is trials.
就是今天我想谈论的就是试炼。
Or difficulty in life.
困难。
Have you ever experienced difficulty?
你经历过困难吗？
I'm sure you have. If you are alive, if you have a heartbeat, you've experienced difficulty.
我肯定的是，你只要活着，你只要有心跳，你就一定会经历困难。
Maybe you're not missionaries like Hudson Taylor.
也许你不一定是像戴德生那样的传教士。
But I'm sure you've experienced difficulties.
我肯定你能经历过困难。
Trials, testing.
试炼、试验、考验。
You could call this fire, fire.
可能有遇到了热烈的火。
Like when fire comes into your life.
让你生活中有了像火一样的考验。
And sometimes these difficulties come into your life because you are a Christian.
有时候这些困难发生在你身上是因为你是基督徒。
And so I hope that today, as we come to this passage, we can learn more about trials and more about how we can navigate through the trials of life.
希望今天我们来读到这段经文的时候，我们能够更好的理解试炼，并且能够更好的应对试炼。
The main idea, the main point, or the sermon in one sentence, the whole sermon, one sentence is this, is that trials are deeply disorienting.But are used by God to bless us.
所以今天的中心思想是试炼非常令人不知所措，但是神却用试炼来祝福我们。
So deeply disorienting, they're hard and they're very difficult. Trials are.
试炼非常令人不知所措，他们非常非常的难。
But what we're going to learn by today is that God can use them.To bless us.
但是我们要学到的是，上帝用试炼来祝福我们。
Like Hudson Taylor said 150 years ago, trials can be used by God to press you closer to His heart.
就像戴德生150年以前说的，试炼是让你更靠近神。
And so, just to give a little context here from the book of 1 Peter, we're in 1 Peter.
彼得前书的背景。
Yeah, and so it's a group of believers that are scattered throughout Asia Minor.
他们是一群分散的外邦信徒。
Yeah, and they're being persecuted for their faith.
他们因为他们的信仰而受迫害。
They've been born again by trusting and believing in Jesus Christ.
他们因为相信和信任耶稣基督，他们重生。
And they're a minority. They're a religious minority.
他们在宗教信仰上是一个少数。
And so I think it's an interesting book for us to look at. And today we're going to look at again one of the major themes in this book, which is trials or persecution.
对，主要的我们要学习试炼或者是迫害。
And so as we come to this passage, I think we're going to learn four truths that will help us navigate trials in our lives.
读这段经，我们要学习四个真理，让我们经历，帮助我们经历试炼。
In your, you can follow along with the sermon handout with me that I've given you as well.
可以看我给你们发的这个单章。
The first truth that we learn is found in verse 12, and is this: friends, discover joy in the midst of trials.
第一个真理是在经文的十二节，在试炼中发现喜乐。
Christians can find joy in the midst of trials.
基督徒可以在试炼中发现喜乐。
What does it say here in verses 12 and 13?
在十二节、十三节说。
In verse 12, it says, "Beloved." "亲爱的." It's interesting that as we start this topic of trials, Peter starts with a loving term.
当我们讲试炼的时候，彼得以亲爱的做开头。
He actually uses this word also in chapter 2, verse 11. He says, beloved.
他在第二章十一节也讲了爱，亲爱的。
If you want to disciple someone or help someone grow in the faith,
你想要教导别人或者帮助别人在信心中成长。
What do you need? What do you need to do?
你需要什么呢？需要做什么呢？
You need to speak the truth in love.
你要在爱里面讲真理。
What did it say about Jesus in John chapter 1? It says he was full of grace and truth.
在约翰福音第一章说他有充满了真理和爱。
Yeah, that's right. And so when we think about helping others grow in the faith, or if we think about ourselves grow in the faith, we need to hear the truth with love. They go together.
帮助别人在信心成长和我们自己在信心中成长，我们要用爱来讲真理。
Because in many ways, this is a very difficult topic. Trials are terrible.
试炼是一个很困难的话题。
The title of my sermon is "Do not be surprised by trials."
这个题目是不要为试炼而惊讶。
You know why Peter says this is because every time we have trials, we're surprised.
彼得说这个是因为每一次我们遇到试炼的时候，我们都很惊讶。
What do we say? We say, "Why, God? Why?"
我们说什么？我们会说为什么呢？上帝。
Or we say, "God, how? How are you letting this happen to me? How?"
或者说神怎么会呢？你怎么会让这个发生到我们身上呢
？And so, Peter says here, "Beloved, beloved."
所以彼得在这里说，亲爱的。
And he says, "Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised by trials."
不要因为试炼而惊讶。
And God uses these trials in our lives, allows them to come into our lives to bless us.
神用这些试炼在我们身上，允许它发生，用这些试炼来祝福我们。
Yeah, this is also seen in the beginning of 1 Peter. So this is, we see it right at the beginning of this book, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7.
在彼得一书的前书的第一章开头。
Yeah, you can read it.
他说，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，对你们信心，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀和尊贵。
Yeah, so Peter again is he says in this you rejoice in that for a little while you've been grieved by various trials.
彼得说要有喜乐，你会遇到各种各样的试炼。
And then in verse 7, he just talks about this idea. It's like gold.
他在第七节说讲了金子。
He says your faith, which is more precious than gold.
他说你的信心比金子更宝贵。
It's going to be refined by fire. Refined by fire. How do you
被火而金
Yeah. How do you refine gold? How do you make gold more pure?
你怎么提炼金子呢？
You burn it.
你用火。
You throw it gold into the fire.
你把金子放到火里面。
Because when you do, the fire burns away everything that's not gold.
所以火会把其他的不纯的东西烧尽。
And so this is the context.Is that these trials come into our lives and they burn away everything that we're trusting in rather than in God?
背景就是，试炼把，I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, so these trials come into our lives and they burn away the things that we're trusting in rather than God.
试炼到我们生命来，它把所有的其他的都烧毁。
Yeah, so trials.It's not a matter of if trials will come. It's more of an issue of when they will come.
试炼不是它是否会来，它是什么时候会来。
My mother. I'm talking a lot about my mother today.
我今天会很多时候说到我的母亲。
Whenever I was growing up, she would have this sign. Sometimes in the bathroom, when you're going into the bathroom, there's this sign. Every time you go into the bathroom, this sign.
小时候，他在家里贴了很多的这些 sign 这些句子。
I don't know if you've ever heard this before.
你听不知道你听以前听过没有
？A smooth sea never made a skillful sailor.
平静的大海不能造就有经验的水手。
Do they have the saying in China? Have you heard this before?
在中国的文化里有这样类似的说法吗？听过吗？
I think there's other Chinese 成语 about this, right?
Maybe 应该有类似的成语在中文里。
Yeah, there's this idea.
像这样的一个想一个概念。
I was working with Danying to come up with some ideas, but we settled on this one. But this idea is even in Chinese culture too, right?
有在中文里也有类似的一个概念。
How many people took Gao Cao here? How many people took the Gao Cao?
有多少人？我们这里有多少人考过高考
？That's fire, fire.
那是要像火一样。
Right, you know fire, right?
你懂得火。
But it's true. A smooth sea never made a skillful sailor.
是真的，平静的大海不能造就熟练的水手。
If you want to become a good sailor, you need to deal with storms.And big waves.
你要想成为一个真正的水，一个好的水手，你要经过风暴。
Does anyone know where this is?
你们知道这在哪儿吗？
This is Suzhou University.
是苏州大学。
This is actually a really beautiful building. I've talked with Yen in the back.
是个美丽的建筑。
It's 115 years old.
115年。
It was built by Christian missionaries. This school started by Christian missionaries.
也是传教士建的，这个学校都是传教士所创建的。
And Suzhou University, of course, is where I learned Chinese.
我在苏州大学学中文。
And it was very interesting going to China in 2004. I knew zero Chinese.
2004年我去中国的时候很有意思，我一点中文都不会。
I barely knew the difference between Taiwan and Thailand. I didn't know the difference between the two. I didn't know anything. I didn't know anything.
我不知道台湾和 Thailand
泰国
泰国的不一有什么不一样。
I didn't know anything.
我什么都不懂。
But I had I wanted to follow God.
但是我想跟随神。
And so at Suzhou University, I that's where I studied Chinese.
我在苏州大学学中文。
And what was interesting is I had to learn how to study Chinese in Chinese.
我要在一个全中文的语境里学中文。
My professors could not speak English.
我的教授根本就不会说英语。
And so learning Chinese in the first 6 months was very difficult.
在开始的六个月非常非常难。
I always joke my teachers would say, homework, your homework is...But I didn't know what the word for homework was.
老师说你的作业是什么？可是我不知道作业是什么意思。
And so the next day, everyone would bring their homework, and I was like, "What are they doing? What are they doing?"
那第二天大家都把作业带去了，我都不知道是什么情况。
I did not understand anything.
我什么都不懂。
But I soon realized.The blessing of this experience.
但是我很快就意识到，在这个经历对我的祝福。
Even though it was very difficult for me, I was challenged to learn the language.
尽管这很难，但是我被挑战去学这个学中文。
It pushed me close more deeply.Into the language, it pushed me more deeply into the culture.
它迫使我能够更加深入地了解这个语言和文化。
It took me outside of my comfort zone.
它把我推出我的舒适地带。
And my Chinese got much better than if I was learning Chinese in the United States.
这比我让我能够更快地学中文，如假如我在美国学的话。
Maybe you've had this experience with English. I don't know.
也许你学英文也有这样类似的经历。
But in the same way, friends.
同样的朋友们。
When we have trials in life.
当我们生活里经历苦难。
It's a chance for us to be pushed more deeply into the arms of Jesus.
它是让我们能够更深入到进入耶稣怀抱里的机会。
It moves us into discomfort.
它把我们推到不舒适的状态。
And it forces us to rely more deeply on Jesus.
让我们能够更深切地依靠耶稣。
And in these moments, it's a chance for us to know in a deeper way God's deep love for us.
让我们经历上帝深深的无条件的爱。
So here in 1 Peter, it says, well, let's go to chapter 4 here. I'll read it in English, but do not be surprised. Verse 13, but rejoice, rejoice.
在第十三节说要喜乐。
Yeah. And then it says, go back. There, Sheila, yeah. Verse 13, it says, but rejoice insofar as you share in Christ's sufferings.
要喜乐，因为你们是与基督一起受苦。
You see, we have, in many ways, there's a choice whether we can use these trials or try to avoid the trials.
有一个选择是我们要用这样的苦难呢，还是避免这个苦难。
There's a great opportunity when these trials come, we can use them to help push us closer to Jesus.
这样有我们有这样的机会是当我们遇到这样的苦难的时候，我们用这个苦难让我们更靠近耶稣。
There's a great passage in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10.
在腓立比书三章十节，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
You see, when we experience trials, we can have a deeper fellowship with Jesus.
当我们经历苦难的时候，我们能跟耶稣有更深的连接。
Trials, they burn away all the things that don't matter.
苦难把所有无关紧要的事都化作灰烬。
Suffering.Trains us to trust Jesus.
苦难让训练我们信任耶稣。
It helps us to love Jesus more.
帮我们更爱耶稣。
And love the world less.
让我们更少一些的爱这个俗世。
And so, an application question is this: How can your trials help you grow closer to God?
这个应用问题就是你的试炼如何帮助你更靠近神。
What does it say here? It says, "Beloved, beloved." Verse 12, "Beloved."
十二节说被爱。
亲爱的。
亲爱的。
Yeah, beloved, beloved. So this is coming to us in love, in love.
这是在爱里来的。
We are part of a loving Christian family.
我们是在一个充满爱的基督大家庭。
And a God who loves us.
与爱我们的上帝同在。
So the first truth that we learn is, friends, find joy in the midst of trials.
所以第一个真理是，朋友们在试炼中，
find joy in the midst of trials.
发现喜乐。
Yeah, 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 that's right. So as we continue here in verse 14, we learn a second truth.
再继续读这个经文到十四节，我们学到第二个真理。
And the second truth is discover blessing in the midst of insult.
第二个真理是在辱骂中发现祝福。
Christians can find blessing in the midst of insult.
基督徒可以在辱骂中发现祝福。
In the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 41, it talks about the apostles. They're sharing the gospel. They're telling people about Jesus.
在使徒行传第五章四十一节里面。
And they're sharing the gospel, and they're put in jail for telling people about Jesus.
他们分享福音，他们被送进监狱。
And they were full of joy.That they were counted worthy to suffer for Jesus.
可是他们心里充满了喜乐，他们觉得值得为耶稣做这些。
Yeah. Yeah. And then in Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, it says, "Blessed." What does it say? "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
说马太福音第五章十节说，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Yeah. Yeah, so there's a blessing that comes to us when we're insulted for being a Christian.
因为是基督徒被受侮辱的时候，我们是被祝福的。
Recently, we had a Thanksgiving outreach for international students.
最近我们不久前，我们有一个感恩节的团契。
And we had a student from India share his testimony.
有一个印度学生分享了他的见证。
And so I'm learning more about Indian culture from these Indian students.
从这些印度学生身上，我了解了更多的印度的文化。
So in Indian culture, there's kind of like this caste system. Have you ever heard about the caste system?
在印度文化里是有这种种姓的等级制度。
Yeah. And in India, oftentimes Christians are kind of looked down on as like a lower caste. Lower.
印度人一般就很歧视基督徒，他们是低种姓的。
So oftentimes we'll meet students from India that are Christians and they don't want to talk about it.
所以常常就是一些印度基督徒来，印度学生他们是基督徒，他们想不愿意分享他们的信仰。
But this student from India, he a year ago, God really changed his life.
这个印度学生在很多年以前，上帝真正的改变了他的生命。
And he prayed about coming to America, and he knew that God was calling him to come to America to get his master's degree, but also to share the gospel here.
他祷告，他能到美国来读书，让上帝能够呼召他到美国来分享他的信心。
And it was amazing to see him speak in front of all these students, many Indian students, and boldly share his faith in Jesus Christ.
他很勇敢地在这些印度学生面前分享他的信仰。
And after it was over, he was so thankful. You could see the blessing in his life that came.
他很感恩，你能看到他是被祝福的，他深深地蒙福。
I am sure there were Indian students there that were looking down on him because of his faith.
我肯定那里肯定有印度学生因此歧视他。
But he was just full of joy. You could see the blessing of God in his life.
但是那个学生充满了喜乐，你能看见到上帝在对他的祝福。
And so I know in Chinese culture this can also be the same.
在中国的文化里，这也可能是会发生的。
People will be like, "Oh, you're a Christian?"
Oh, 人们会说，哦，你是基督徒。
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
好奇怪。
Yeah, you know, or there's different responses, right?
对，或者是有不同的反应。
And so the question here, application question, have you ever been insulted for being a Christian?
那个应用问题就是你曾经因为是基督徒而被辱骂过吗？
Maybe it's from your family. Maybe it's your family.
也许是从你的家人里来。
Maybe it's from other people. I don't know.
也许是来自于其他的人，我也不知道。
Maybe you haven't been insulted.
也许你没有被羞辱过。
Maybe you need to be more bold.
也许你要更勇敢。
I'm not saying we should look to be insulted, but
我们不是说我们要就时时刻刻等着被羞辱。
But if you are ever insulted,
但是如果你被羞辱
for being a Christian,
因为你是基督徒
there are blessings for you from God.
这是神给你的祝福。
Yeah. So number two.Discover blessings in the midst of insult. Verse 14.
第二个真理在羞辱中发现敬拜。
Well, as we move on to verses 15 and 16, we learn a third truth.
所以随着读第十五到十六节，我们学第三个真理。
Friends, discover worship in the midst of shame.
在羞辱中发现敬拜。
What does it say here in verses 15 and 16?In 15, it says, But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or an evildoer, or a meddler. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name.
15节、16节说，你们谁也不可因杀人、偷盗、作恶或管闲事而受苦。若是为了做基督徒而受苦，不要觉得羞耻，要因这身份归荣耀给上帝。
It's interesting that here it says, verse 16, yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, so this word Christian is used here.
所以十六节这里说为了做基督徒而受苦，这个词基督徒在这里出现。
Now when we hear the word Christian, we know this word.
现在我们知道这个词。
But 2,000 years ago,
两千年以前
this was a new word.
这是一个新的词。
For the early Christians,
对早期的基督徒来说。
And for them, it was a very much a derogatory word.
那个时候是一个
A bad word. It's like
一个坏的词。
Yeah. It came with shame. People are going to try to shame you.
是一个充满羞辱的词。那个时候，人是要用这个词去侮辱他们。
Yeah. And you know, so it's interesting. I think what Peter's talking about here is identity.
很有意思的是，那个彼得说的是身份。
It's the question of where do you find your identity?
你在哪里找到你的身份？
So, with our students this semester, we were talking about where do you find your identity. Oftentimes, if you meet an American, if you meet them, they'll often get to the question of what do you do? What do you do?
所以在这段时间，我们跟学生分享讲身份的问题。所以在美国，你遇到你跟每一个人初次见面的时候，他会问你做什么工作。
Or in Chinese culture, this can be true, right? What do they say? 你是什么单位呢？
在中文里也是这样的，人们会问你在什么单位工作。
That's what the people of Suzhou would say, 单位。I don't know if that's a communist term or what that is, but 单位。What do you do, right? So Chinese will do this also, right? But in America, it's like, what do you do? Hey, what do you do? Where do you work?
对，在美国，别人就会问你在哪工作，你做什么。
This could be because we value work in America. We work a lot.
可能是因为美国人很看重工作。
Maybe even more than Europeans. We work more than Europeans.
比欧洲人更看重工作。
Work. But I found with my Chinese friends, I was talking with Yan about this. Oftentimes, if you meet a Chinese person,really, when it comes to identity, one of the big parts of Chinese identity, the question is, where are you from?
还有一个在中国，就是你想认识一个人的身份的一个，还有一个很大的问题，就是你是哪里人？
Hukou, right? You know Hukou?
户口。
Hukou. Well, when you meet the people of Suzhou, they say, 我是本地的。
你遇到苏州人，他们说我是本地人。
本地人。I'm Shanghai.
我是上海人。
Wuhan.
武汉人。
Hong Kong. I'm from Hong Kong.
我是香港人。
I'm from Taiwan.
我是台湾人。
I'm from Beijing.
我是北京人。
Right. So this is a big part of Chinese identity, right? Would you agree?
对，这是在中国人的身份的一个很大的一个部分。
This affects Hukou, right?
对，这跟户口有关是吗？
Food.
跟食物有关。
The dialect.
有那个方言。
方言。Many parts.
很多部分。
This affects identity. Identity.
定义你的身份。
But, so Peter really here is talking about identity.
彼得在这里在说身份的问题。
And so the question I have for you here is, where do you find your identity?
这个应用问题是你在哪里找到你的身份？
Maybe you are from Shanghai or Wuhan or Beijing, and that's good. There's definitely a Chinese-ness to your identity. That's part of your identity.
你可能从中国不同的地方来的，你的身份里面肯定有不同的中国不同的文化。
Or even your profession, what you do is part of your identity.
或者你的职业，你的工作是你的身份的部分。
But even more deeply, more importantly than that, is your identity now in Christ.
更深刻的是你在耶稣基督里有了新的身份。
You are a child of God.
你是神的孩子。
You are part of a Christian family.
你是一个基督徒大家庭的一个部分。
You are you are born again, right?
你重生了。
And so We have this new identity now.
我们现在有了新的身份。
And so this is something to think about, and this is something for me to think about in my life.
我们都要思考这个，在我们的生命思考这个问题。
So I'm an American, and people ask me, "What do you do?"
那我是美国人，别人问我我是干什么的。
So I can give the comfortable answer, and I can give the uncomfortable answer.
我可以说一个舒服的回答，或者是个不舒服的回答。
I'll give you my comfortable answer. I say I work at UB.
我舒服的回答是我在 UB 工作。
I'm an advisor at UB.
我是一个导师。
I'm on staff at UB.
我是 UB 的一个雇员。
You want to know the uncomfortable answer for Americans?
你知道对美国来说不舒服的回答是什么呢？
I'm a missionary.
我是一个传教士。
And for Americans,
对美国人来说，
there's nothing worse than a missionary.
没有比更做传教士更糟糕的了。
They think of like Mormons. They think of
They're
trying to think about people changing people's beliefs. It's like
他想到去改变别人信仰的人。
So my big challenge is.
所以我最大的挑战是。
What do I say?
我该说什么呢？
I think my neighbors would be like, "What?"
我的邻居会说什么？
But my neighbors know I'm a Christian.
但是我的邻居知道我是基督徒。
They think I'm, you know, I'm a pastor. I'm a minister.
他知道我是一个牧师。
But if I went by to each one and say I'm a missionary, they'd be like, "Oh."
要是我告诉他们我是传教士，他们肯定会说啊。
He's crazy.
他好疯狂。
Let me ask you this question: Do your colleagues know that you're a Christian?
问你一个问题：你的同事知道你是基督徒吗
？Yeah. This can be hard.
这也会很难。
You know, many of you are in academia.
你们很多人都在学术界工作。
I've learned about academia. There's hierarchy.
我了解了这个学术界的高低之分。
So there can be shame.
这可能会有羞辱。
Or you lose face.
或者很丢脸。
If you say I'm a Christian.
你如果告诉别人你是基督徒的话。
But.I would encourage you, don't be afraid.
但是我要鼓励你，不要怕。
And just embrace this identity.
就拥抱你的新的身份。
And worship.
敬拜神。
This is the fire.
这就是火，试炼的火。
That God can use to burn away. Maybe we're trusting in our career. Maybe we're trusting in other things other than Him. And this can be a way for God to bring fire into our lives to help us to depend more fully on Him.
这是上帝用这个火的试炼来让我们更靠近他。
Yeah. So where do you find your identity?
所以你在哪里找到你的身份呢？
Well, as we continue in verses 17 through 19, we're going to learn a fourth truth.
让我们继续读这个17到19节的时候，我们。
And the fourth truth, friends, is discover trust in the midst of judgment.
第四个真理是在审判中发现信任。
Christians can trust God in the midst of judgment.
神在试炼中可以信任上神。I mean, 基督徒在试炼中可以信任神。
Here in verse 17, it talks about the house of God, 上帝的。
上帝的家,
the house of God. So it says here, the time of judgment is to begin at the household of God, the household of God. And it begins with us. What will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God?
Because the time of judgment is to begin at the household of God, the household of God.
So.Christians will be judged. Non-Christians will be judged.
基督徒和非基督徒都要被审判。
And
excuse me, can I grab a chair?
Sure.
I think I'm a little bit hypoglycemic.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
我有点低血糖。
加油。Doing a great job, yeah. And so, yeah. And so here Peter is saying to us to that we can trust God in the midst of judgment.
这里彼得说我们在审判中可以信任神。
And so this idea of entrusting,
交托。
Yeah, it's kind of like a deposit in a bank.
就有点交托，有点像把什么东西存在银行里。
And so here Peter is saying, entrust your whole self to God.
彼得说把你整个自己都交托给神。
In Acts chapter 4, it says there's salvation in no one else.
在使徒行传第四章说，除他以外别无救主。
Yeah. And so the challenge for us today is to trust God in the midst of judgment.
对我们的挑战是在审判中我们要信任神。
Yeah. And so the question here is, how can we trust God more this week?
这个应用问题就是本周你如何能够更加的信任神？
Yeah. So even in the midst of difficulties, may we trust God?
在我们面对困难的时候，我们怎么能够更加信任神？
Yeah. So today we've learned four truths.
所以今天我们学到了四个真理。
The first one is discover joy in the midst of trials.
第一个真理是我们在试炼中发现喜乐。
Second is discover blessing in the midst of insult.
第二个是在辱骂中发现祝福。
Discover worship in the midst of shame.
在羞辱中发现敬拜。
And fourth, discover trust.
第四个是在审判中发现信任。
So friends, are you having trouble? With this topic, is this difficult?
朋友们，你是否正在经历考验和困难？你觉得这个难吗？
Do you have trials in your life?
你在你的生活里有经历了试炼吗？
Jesus understands what you're going through.
耶稣基督理解你正在经历的事情。
Friends, have you been insulted for being a Christian?
朋友们，你因为是基督徒被辱骂过吗？
Jesus understands what you're going through.
耶稣基督理解你正在经历的事情。
Have you lost face? Have you experienced shame for being a
Christian? 朋友们，你丢过脸吗？因为是基督徒被羞辱过吗？
Jesus also experienced shame and understands what you're going through.
耶稣也经历过羞辱，理解你正在经历的事情。
Is it difficult to trust God in the midst of judgment?
朋友们，在审判中信任神难吗？
Friends, Jesus experienced judgment on the cross for you.
朋友们，耶稣为你在十字架上经历审判。
And he did not deserve it.
他本不该被审判。
But he did it so that we could escape judgment.
但是他为你接受审判，所以你就不必被审判。
Friends, are you experiencing trials today?
朋友们，你今天在经历试炼吗？
Turn to Jesus.
转向耶稣。
Realize that He's bringing these hardships into your life to help you grow.
认识到他把苦难放在你的生命里，让你成长。
He's bringing these difficulties to bless you.
他把这些苦难去成为你的祝福。
He's bringing these difficulties into your life so that you will trust him and not the things here on earth.
他把苦难放在你的生命里，让你信任他，而不是信任那些属世的事情。
Hudson Taylor said, "It does not matter how great the pressure is. What really matters is where the pressure lies, whether it comes between you and God or whether it presses you nearer his heart."
戴德生说的，压力有多大并不重要，关键是压力在哪里，它是否来自你和上帝之间，或者它是否让你更接近上帝的心。
May we be pressed nearer to the heart of God today.
朋友们，让我们今天更靠近神的心。
May we grow closer to God today.
让我们能够更靠近神。
May we love God more and may we love the world less.
让我们更爱神，爱这个更少的爱这个俗世。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you for this passage. Thank you for this teaching, and I pray that you would give us strength in the midst of trials. Help us not to be surprised by trials, but Lord, help us to have joy in the midst of trials, because we know that they're there for a purpose, to help us to love you more and love the world less. Lord, may we be excited about telling the world that we're Christians, even if it brings shame or losing face. Lord, may we use our lives to glorify you, and may you use this church, this very special church, to glorify you here in Buffalo, amongst Chinese people, amongst American people. May people here in Buffalo know the beautiful Christians in this church, and may you use this church to glorify yourself, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah.